number two is from the Director of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, requesting authorization to abolish the following positions. One carpenter upon vacancy, one restroom concessionaire manager parks upon vacancy, one park unit coordinator concessions, one park unit coordinator two concessions, and one regional operation manager, and create the following positions. One painter parks, one assistant chief of recreation and business operations, one golf service manager, and one clubhouse concession manager. This has also been referred to finance, to personnel, DAS, and HR.
Good morning.
Good morning, Chairman, Supervisors, Jim Keegan from the Parks Department. The Parks Director has submitted a number of position action requests to the Department of Human Resources and DAS Fiscal. I'd like to thank them for all the work they've done so far. There will be some more position information and requests coming down to the committee in the following months. The positions on today's agenda. The first positions were the abolishment of a vacant carpenter position and the creation of a new painter position within the Skilled Trades Division. Currently, the Parks Department only has one painter. This would leave us with four carpenters and two painters, of which would help us meet the demands that we need to have dealing with graffiti and the painting needs of the department. The next three positions are related to a reorganization of the golf course model system that the Parks Director is implementing or wishing to implement to help grow the revenues of the golf courses and the profitability of our golf courses, which would happen from the creation of the Assistant Chief of Business Services, the Clubhouse Concession Manager, and the Golf Services Manager. And so if there would be any questions.
Okay, any questions from the committee? Supervisor DeBoyne.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was going to move approval, but I do have a request. I know that this is part of other ones that are coming down, as you mentioned, and I think we briefly talked about it on the phone, but I would appreciate an org chart of where we currently are and then an org chart of what we'll end up with if we approve all of the changes. Okay. And it doesn't have to be by board day or anything. It's just at your convenience in the next few weeks.
I have those, and I can get those to you.
Great. Okay.
Supervisor Smith?
I was just going to say org chart is very valuable here, and we appreciate, we ask all the departments to try to work for efficiencies and try to, I think this makes a lot of sense. I mean, I did have a chance to sit down with you at length and go over this, and as other people I see in the audience, they're always very willing to do that, and we need to do that to understand, because we don't want to micromanage the departments, but we do want to understand how it changes and what the needs are. I've been very big on the golf. And I think when you see the new org chart, too, I mean, Jeff Beaudry has had so many things underneath him. And we need to relieve that because, the marketing is a very important part of this. Help on that, too. So it makes a lot of sense, especially when you look at the org chart. So, in the future, I think it's always good to get that with the packet or to see that if you don't have a chance to sit down with everybody, because it certainly helps us understand what's going on, what you're trying to do. And I think it's just part of a bigger realization of your duties and the hours that workers put in. I do appreciate that too, and to make the most efficient use of all our workers, of course, then too. So we work together on that. So, I think the org chart will help people understand if people don't, and it should go to, I would presume, everyone on the board could request that so they see what's going on. So I just make that. So thank you very much.
Mr. Keegan, positions will not be filled until upon vacancy of, I guess, current positions, correct? So there won't be any overlap with two individuals?
Mr. Chairman, that is correct.
Okay. Any further questions? Supervisor DeBoyne?
I noticed that this is not referred to the Parks Committee. Have they had an informational item on this, or will this be going to the board without the Parks Committee reviewing kind of the overall policy direction?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, at this time, the Parks Committee has only been verbally, or members have been verbally briefed by the director. I will talk to her about a formal presentation.
Then I would just request that, and I believe Supervisor Schmidt said that the org chart should go over, but I would just request that we send this, or that you send this item to the rest of the board so they're aware of it, just because the Policy Committee hasn't had it yet.
I can
thank
do that.
Thank you. Seeing no further questions, Madam Clerk, will you call the roll?
On approval, Supervisors DeBruin?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
And Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Motion to approve, 4-0.